Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise and take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. And because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled: "He shall be called a Nazarean." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dreams. What's in a dream? Joseph, in this Gospel of Matthew, has many dreams. He doesn't speak, but he has visions. He had these visions because he was a good man, because he was open to the Lord coming to him, as was Mary. Mary had the visitations of these angels. Gabriel came. Gabriel came to Joseph. Do we have dreams? I sometimes meet people in spiritual direction who have spoken about their dreams, almost embarrassed to mention them. But something about dreams is part of our Catholic tradition. Something in dreams has to do with God. Sometimes we have conversations with people who have preceded us long ago in death, and they speak to us and they tell us things. What's in a dream? "Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. Rise, take the child, flee to Egypt, and stay there till I tell you." We ought to be reflecting on what type of dreams we might have, what type of dreams guide us in the spiritual life. Because when we do, we will find that the Lord teaches us things. Go, do this, come, do that. Paul, in his letter to the Colossians, tells us what the spiritual life is like. "Put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do." Jesus cried out from that cross, "Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing." We should have that lit on our lips as a prayer every day. "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." It's easy in this world to get into the rat race of life. And I use that term because I don't like rats. The rat race of life. We're not in a rat race. We're in a journey to God. It's not a rat race. It's not people fighting in the stores. It's not arguments when somebody cuts you off. It's not having difficulty, like I saw the other day, when somebody tried to turn left in the circle. You don't turn left. We are called to be like Jesus. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Take up your cross daily and follow me. Does Jesus tell us we're going to have an easy life by being kind to other people, by being humble, by being gentle? No. But he promises us the reward of heaven. And that's what we're journeying toward. We're all here today at this holy sacrifice of the Mass in order that we can enter into heaven. And even if we don't see heaven all around us in joyful lives every single second, we do catch glimpses. We catch a glimpse of heaven every time we come here and receive the most precious body and blood of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. When we come here and we adore the Lord in the tabernacle, when we see the baby lying in the manger, we have an opportunity to actually enter heaven, bit by bit, a little bit at a time, day by day. So rejoice this day, even though it's gloomy outside. Rejoice. We have 12 days to celebrate Christmas. We have 12 days. The church gives us, that's a week and a half. Usually we have octaves in the church, 8 days. Christmas is celebrated with a week and a half. Easter, the joyous feast, is 7 weeks, 50 days. We are so lucky. We are so lucky that the Lord has revealed to us things of heaven. And as we come today, let us rejoice in those heavenly things. Let the peace of Christ control your hearts. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.